The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So many questions on potholes. County councils should have a dedicated number of people can report the location of potholes that they should be filled in at least within 2 days. Kilkenny County Council and others are wasting money cutting grass, verges and hedges that shouldn't even be cut at this time of year. That money should be spent in more necessary ways. There are online forms in some local authorities. Don't know about every one of them. Let's be honest about it, says someone else. We've received billions from the EU in the past, been bailed out in 2008 and now received billions in tax money. Most of it's been wasted. No metro, infrastructure and buildings falling apart. We'll talk more about buildings falling apart after 6 o'clock, a very relevant part of the conversation. Someone says, no potholes in Kilgarvan. Just saying, says that texter. And someone else says, you must have been driving too fast, Jonathan. If it was a 50 kilometre an hour speed limit, it was about an inch and a half of a pothole and I went into it and it caught the rim of the tyre. I wasn't going too fast. But thank you for accusing me of that. Speaking of going too fast, hello, Sonia O'Sullivan.
Good evening.
How are you keeping?
Good. I wasn't expecting to come in after potholes.
Well, there you go. Welcome to the Hard Shoulder. We're going to talk about Faith Kipijan, who is from Kenya, who's going to try and do something. I didn't realise this had never been done before, but it is going to be spectacular if she breaks the women's 4 minute mile this evening in Paris.
It'll be out of this world. You know, it'll be something that many people have thought impossible for a long time. Now, it's a bit of a stretch that she will actually do it. But, you know, there's so much more involved these days. It's not just lining up and running around the track four and a bit times. You know, there's a lot of, I suppose, improvements in technology and shoes and supplements that athletes take that help them to, you know, get rid of the lactic acid as it's building while they're racing. There's just so many different things involved at the moment that it's kind of hard to know if they all come together at the right time. Is this possible? And then, of course, there's also it's a set-up race, so it's not an official race. And so there's going to be, I think, something like 11 pacemakers and 9 of them are men, which, you know, as a result of that, then it doesn't count for official records. But, you know, does that really matter if we see Faith Kipyegon, you know, be the first woman ever to run under 4 minutes?
I mean,
that was achieved by the men in 1954.
Well, that was it. I was just going to say that because it stood for a long time. And you know, if you speak to a lot of people about athletics, a lot of achievements, your name will definitely come up in this country. But most people will automatically, certainly from a generation, go, Roger Bannister. He was the first guy who did it.
He was. And, you know, it took the men, like Faith, she's run 4:07 for the mile 2 years ago in Monaco in a women's only race. There was pacemakers and there was probably pacing lights that she could chase to keep up with. But when the men broke 4 minutes for the mile, that they had run for, it took them 21 years to go from 4:07 to under 4 minutes. So, you know, it's a massive step to go from 4:07 to under 4 minutes. It's more than 2 seconds per lap better than she's ever run before. When she broke the world record 2 years ago, she improved the previous one, which was Sivan Hassan, by just under 5 seconds. So that was just about a second a lap quicker. So when you look at it like that, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's such a short distance that can you really, you know, take advantage of lots of different things impacting? Will they all add up and allow for that 2 second per lap improvement, which is a huge amount of time to take off to be able to achieve this?
Well, what drives somebody like that, Sonia? I mean, she's already the world record holder for the mile and also for the 1500 metres, which would have been one of your races previously. If that was me, and this is possibly just the lazy sod inside, you'd be going, done that now, sit down, enjoy the coffee on the couch. There's something that drives athletes that just, a lot of people just don't know what is the magic that does it.
Faith, she's achieved everything. She's the greatest ever women's 1500 metre mile runner that we've ever seen. She's a multiple times, 3 times Olympic champion, world champion, world record holder. So, you know, she's got nothing to lose by going and do this. And, you know, she's going to wait until September to run the world championships this year. So, you know, it's a kind of a free swing. You can just go out there and give it a go and see what happens. And I suppose see how far, you can push the human body physically, the human female body, you know, physically, how fast it can go, with a lot of help from a lot of people, a lot of input from a lot of scientists, physiologists. You know, there's a lot of people being thinking, talking and working on this for the past year or so.
Yeah, well, she's wearing
and
something called,
hoping it's going to come together tonight.
Yeah, she's wearing the Nike fly suit. She has custom made shoes. She has all the people running alongside her, even down to a new 3D printed sports bra. I mean, realistically, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen tonight, isn't it?
Well, if it's going to happen, you know, the world of running is going to become very expensive for a lot of people who want to go out there.
You can't really go down to your local JD Sports and buy those things.
Yeah,
absolutely not. I was just reading earlier that women were banned from competing in the Olympic 1500 metres until 1972 because for decades they thought they weren't capable of doing it. There's an awful lot of talent we lost over those years, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, things have definitely changed and improved. And, you know, women have, I suppose, pushed through many barriers and, you know, the removed many limits. And I think that's the thing, is that, you know, not to put limits on what women can achieve. And this is one of those things that it seems a bit out there, but not impossible.
OK, well, the race is this evening in Paris. We'll hope that it can be done. It'll be interesting to watch either way. No doubt you will be watching it yourself. Sonia O'Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us, world champion and Irish Olympian.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.